This is Cosmically Curious from NHPR. I'm Patrick McNamee King, joined today by John Gianforte, who's the director of the observatory at the University of New Hampshire. So, John, we have something coming up, the total lunar eclipse. Can you talk about that?
Sure. We've got a total lunar eclipse coming up March 3rd. It's going to be a really pretty sight.
Can you describe what's the difference between a lunar eclipse and a solar eclipse?
The lunar eclipses can only take place during the full moon phase, and the solar eclipses can only take place during the new moon phases. In the new moon phases, we have the alignment of the sun, then the moon, and then the earth, and then the moon casts a shadow across the earth. So if you happen to be in the shadow path, when that shadow covers your geographic area, you see a total solar eclipse. But lunar eclipses take place at night, and if you're on the side of the earth that is seeing the moon, you get to see a lunar eclipse.
So what can people expect to see?
First of all, the evening of March 2nd, you'll see a very full, bright moon. But 4, 5, 6 o'clock, you will begin to see the moon pass into the Earth's shadow, and you'll see the moon sink deeper and deeper into the Earth's shadow until just before it sets, the moon will be within the Earth's umbral shadow, and that will be the maximum of the eclipse.
Wow. So what are you going to do for this eclipse?
I'm going to try to find the flattest place, and I'll get some nice pictures. And with a lunar eclipse, there's no problem with eye protection, right? You just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Great. That was my next question. I'd still have my glasses from the solar eclipse. So
keep them. There's two eclipses coming up in 26 and one in 27, but you'll have to travel a little bit to use them.
Great. Thanks so much, John.
Sure. My pleasure.
If you're curious about something in the night sky, email your question to cosmic@nhpr.org. This is Cosmically Curious. I'm Patrick McNamee King.